He holds daf nun vav amralef, but two dots in the middle of the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this: Boyi Ravin. Ravin asks a shadow like this. Again, the last Gemara was we paskin like Reb Loza ben Azayah, that he said in the Mishnah that if a man writes in the ksuba to his wife, he's meisif. He adds on more money than he has to, more than 200. He adds on 300, 400, 500. He adds on money. So the loch is she only gets the taisus ksuba after they have nesuyin. That's Reb Loza ben Azayah's halacha. Luyid Suya, they only made Erisin, and he wrote her a ksuba, and then he gave her a get, or else, and then he died, that she has a right to collect the ksuba. She only collects the ikar, the 200, and not the taisus. That was Reb Loza ben Azayah's svara. Because he says the husband only wrote her this extra money, manas l'kainsa, like to live with her. So if he didn't live with her yet, if they did not have nesuyin yet, she doesn't have a right to get the taisus ksuba. Now the shaila is, what exactly does nesuyin mean? Boy Ravin, nechnas solachupa. Let's say after they had erisin for 12 months, now came the time to make chupa, and he took his wife into the chupa. They made a chupa. But for nivula, they didn't have bi yet. And that night, let's say the husband died, or else the husband gave her get that night, and now she has a right to collect the ksuba. Mahu, does she have a right to collect the taisus ksuba also or not? According to Reb Loza ben Azayah, because they had chupa, but they didn't live together yet. Is that enough to say that the husband is giving her the taisus ksuba or not? What's the shaila? Chibas chupa koina. Is it the svara we say when the husband gives the extra money in the ksuba, it's because he wants to have chupa with his wife, and as soon as he has the love of chupa, that's enough that he's koina her, he's makna toward the extra money in the ksuba? Or he maybe know the svara is chibas biya koina. It's only a svara when the husband lives with his wife. After that, like for that enjoyment of that chiba to be with his wife, for that he's adding on the extra taisus ksuba. But before he lives with his wife, before he had via, maybe even though they had nesuyin, still maybe it's a svara the husband did not mean to give her the taisus ksuba. That's the shayla. So Tashma, come in here. Tetoni Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef learned. He learned. Shalai kosav lo ela al chibas laila rishon. Says svara, when the husband writes in the ksuba, taisus ksuba, he adds more money into the ksuba. He only meant it for the chiba, for the love of the first night, laila rishon. Chur means the first night of the nesuyin, of the chupa. Na'i amrit, if you tell me bishleim chibas chupa koina, it's enough just the fact they went to the chupa together. They made the kinyan of nesuyin, even though they didn't live together yet. That's enough that she gets a taisus ksuba if he dies now or gives her a get. Hainu diyama laila rishon. That's why Rabbi Yosef just said laila rishon the first night. Mashmetz enough the chup of that night. Eli yamer. But if you're going to tell me chibas biya koina, no, it's only a svara that after the husband lives with his wife, that's when he means to be makna to the extra money in the ksuba. If so, biya balaila rishon isa mikan vienach leisa. Like if it's a svara of chibas biya to live with his wife, what's the lashon of davka the first night? That they live together from then on? Is it only the first night they live together and not from then on? From then on they also live together. Like bishleim, if it means chuppah, chuppah you only make it night once and that's it. That's the kinyan nesuyin. You don't need more than that. But if it's a vort in the biya, what's the lashon of laila rishayna? So Mora says no, v'yela my chuppah. So what do you want to say that it means? As soon as they have chuppah, that's the svara the husband means to give over the taisus ksuba to his wife. For the Gemara, chuppah balayla isa b'yamama leisa. Why does it say laila harishon? It should have said chuppah. Is chuppah, can't you have chuppah at daytime? Like who says the chuppah has to be at nighttime? So why did Rabbi Yosef have to say shalai kosav lo ela al chibas laila harishon? Because of the love of the first night. Why punk the first night? If it's a din of having chuppah, he could have chuppah in the afternoon also. For the Gemara, l'taymech elamai, what do you want to tell me? What's your svara then? Biya balayla isa, biya mama lesa. Like you want to say, if it means biya, living together, then it's good. Because you only live together at night, that's why it's called laila rishon. For the Gemara, is that true only at night? Biya mama lesa, and daytime not? Ha'amar Rav, Rav said, im hoya babayis ofel, if a person is in a dark room, even though it's daytime, if you close the shutters, if it's a dark room, muta, you're allowed to live with your wife. So the kids, you're allowed to have B even at daytime also, as long as it's dark in the room. So why again, why does it say Laila Rishon? It's a kasha for beer also, it's a kasha why the Badafka says Laila Rishon. So Gemara says, no, hold on, kasha, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, urcha ar yakamash malon. The normal manner of a person is that the bia balayla. That normally you have bia, live with your wife at night time, not during the daytime. See if Rabbi Yosef meant to say that when the husband lives with his wife, from then on, is chal the toisus ksubam, it's good why it said chibas laila harishon. The nighttime is mashma, that's the time they live together. Ela chupikasha. But if you want to tell me all it means is that when the husband has chupa, makes nisuyim with his wife, from then on is chal the toisus ksuba, why do we have to say chibas laila harishon, why dafka the night? So, or even by daytime also? Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you chupa naim alakasha. Even if he only meant the chibas chupa, it's also not a kasha. Why? Kivon distam chupa. Lebiya kaima. Like chupa, the pshat is, that's the kinyan nisuyin. Now, kinyan nisuyin is, you take her for your wife, and you start to be mishamish with her, like a wife, that you're going to live with her. So really, chupa is only the beginning of going to live with her. Chupa lebiya kaima. Mela urchar, the normal manner is kamashmalon de balayla, kamashmalon de balayla, de balayla. That what it usually you may chupa at night time. So therefore, again, we have no raya exactly what Rabbi Yosef means. It's possible to say he only means chupa, and the reason why he says chibas laila rishon is because usually you make the chupa at night time. Like since the chupa is like the beginning of when they're going to live together, so since the bi is going to be at night time, usually the chupa is also at night time. So maybe that's why he said the lashon of Laila Rishon. But I call upon him, we have no raya clearly what did Rabbi Yosef mean. So we weren't pushing our first shayla. That according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, the Tosfos Ksuv is only chal b'shas nesuyin, is chupar alone enough, or is it only after they first live together? Right. So the Marboi Ravashi, Ravashi asks another shayla. Nichnasa l'chupa u'pirasa nida mahu. Let's say the husband made chupa with his wife, he made nesuyin, and right after the chuppah, she became an Ida. And they can't live together. Said Rashi, Upirish Mimenu. And he separated from her. Like if she became an Ida before they lived together, then not let her live together until she becomes Tahor. Umeis, and then the case is he died. So the Shaila is, does she get her Tesis Ksuba or not? That's the Shaila. Now, Im Tim Tzulayim, if you want to tell me that Chibas Chuppah Kaino, if you want to tell me that the first part of the Chira before, that according to Abloza Ben Azai, it's enough. The fact you have chuppah with your wife, as soon as you make the kinyan nisuyin, even though you didn't live with your wife yet, that's enough to say the toisus ksubis chal. But I'll tell you, maybe chuppah the chaz yilabiyah. That's only if your isha, your wife, is still tahor, that you could live with them. So since the chuppah is like the beginning of biya, it's called you're close with her, you love her right now enough to give her over the toisus ksuba. Avo, but in this case, but over here that your wife became a nida right after the chuppah, so this chuppah is not called the beginning of bi, it's not the beginning of living with her, because she's also to you loy. Maybe then the blood of Nazai would not say that she gets a taisus ksuba, and therefore lo yitzui, the husband dies that night, she doesn't collect the taisus ksuba. Oidoma, maybe still loishna, maybe still there's no difference. Maybe Lamais, as long as they made Nisuyin, they made Chuppah, that's enough for her to get to Tosek Suba, Teku. And this the Gemara applies by a Shaila. But Mashma, Kobon, on the first Shaila, we are Peshit. Whenever the Gemara says an Im Tim Tzulayma, that's the Derech HaRambam, he always passes like this. In Tim Tzulayma, that's how we do pass in Chibas Chuppah is Koina. Even without Bia, just in Nisuyin alone is Koina. But it could be only when she's Tahor. But maybe when she's a nida, it's not kind of the Taisus Ksuba, that the Gemara remains with a Teiku. Right, then the Mishnah said, Yav Yudu Aimer, Rotsa Kaisav Lepsula. But a Machlekes in the Mishnah, Yav Yudu says that even though the Ikik Ksuba is supposed to give your wife writer up $200, it says you'll add a writer $200, and she writes you back a receipt saying, I received $100 from you already. Because even though she didn't receive a penny, it's another way that she's being Meichel 100, and really all the husband is giving her is just 100. And at that, the Tanakhama said no, that whoever gives less than 200 to a psula or 100 to a namona is called a biasnus. That is a tchonas of a ksuba, midirabon, and you're not allowed to live with your wife, unless you have a ksuba. So rabon and svar is, if you give her less than 2 or 100, it's not called a ksuba. If you adults know, as long as you wrote 200, and she writes back to you, I received 100, like she's being Michael 100, it's also alright. Even though the husband only owes her 100. The Gemara is Sava Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda taka hold to Kaisvin Shaver that we write a receipt, because that's what it says in our Mishnah. When the Isha says that I'll be meichel to you 100, or is considered as if I received it, she has to write a receipt and give it to her husband. So the husband now has the receipt. So for the Gemara of Tanan, we learned Misha Para Miksas Chayvli. What's going to be if, let's say, Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon? So Shimon owes Reuven $1,000. And Shimon pays up $500. So he only owes him now $500. What do we do now? To leave the old shtar, you can't? Because the old shtar says he owes $1,000. And now he only owes $500. So what should we do now? Reb Yehuda Waimei Yachlef. Reb Yehuda says you have to write a new shtar. Change over the shtar. So the other shtar before says he owes you $1,000. Write up a new shtar now, only owes you $500. In other words, the other way to do it is, let him write you a receipt. True, the Malva holds on to the shtar that you owe me $1,000, but the Malva should write the Leiva a receipt that the Leiva has a receipt saying, I paid up $500. Master of Yudolds, no, we don't let him write a receipt. Because the receipt is a bad deal. Because maybe he'll lose the receipt. So Vice of Yehuda says we care more about the Leiva, and we don't tell him to write a receipt, but rather we make the Malva lose out a little bit and write over a new shtar that he only owes him 500. He loses out a little bit because the first shtar was written a month ago. So you could collect from a Shevodim. If the Leiva sold Kaker in between, and later when you go to collect the money, he doesn't have any money left, you could take it away from the Lekuchas, the people that bought the kaker off him. But now that you have to write over a new shtar, the new shtar is chal today, so the kaker that he sold the last 2 weeks, you lose out. Still, Reb Yehuda says, the Eitzer is Yachlef, write over a new shtar. Reb Yossi Yaimano, Yichtav Leishoivim, the first shtar, leave. It's better for the Malva, he could collect from Shabbatim, from the Zman the first star was written. The first star says he owes you $1,000, and really now he only owes you $500. So you know what? Let the Malva write a receipt to the Leiva, and let the Leiva hold on to the receipt. Rakoponim Yisri, Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is, we don't write receipts. It's not kedai to write a receipt. We're afraid maybe the Leiva will lose the receipt. Therefore we make the Malva write over a new star. Salkam in our Mishnah, Reb Yehuda says the Isha could write a receipt to the husband. So Gemara answers, Amar Reb Yirmiyah, Kisheshavrosai mitoichai. I tell you, in our Mishnah we're talking about, in the Ksuba itself, that's the way it's written. In the Ksuba it's written that the husband says, that's true, I'm a chayv myself to give you 200. And in the same Ksuba, she writes the receipt. She writes in the Ksuba as if I received $100. So therefore, there's no chash here that maybe the husband will lose the receipt, because he doesn't have to hold on to the receipt. The receipt is written inside the Ikar Ashtar, here it's better. But usually, we don't write a receipt in the Ashtar itself. Usually, it's a second piece of paper that the Malva has to give over to the Leiva. So that Yehuda says is not kedai to do, we're afraid to lose it. But in our Mishnah, it's much better. Here, the Ish is writing the receipt in the Ksubra itself. Rabbi says better. Even if you want to tell me in our Mishnah. Again, the husband wrote the Isha Ksuba, a regular Ksuba of 200. There was no receipt written in it. Just the Isha later wrote up a receipt saying, I'm giving you a receipt as if I received $100. And she gives it over to the husband. Usually Reb Yehuda says we don't write receipts. I'll tell you there's a big difference. Bishleim Hossam over there in a case where you made a loan. Vade Pura. There is first you loaned him $1,000. Now he paid you back $500. Now the person, Vadai, paid you back $500. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't like him to write a receipt, because Dilma Mirchas Tavrosa, maybe he'll lose the receipt. If you're going to let the Malva write a receipt to the Leiva that I received $500 payment already, so the Leiva has to hold on to it, we're afraid maybe he'll lose it. Well, Mafik Lelishtara. And then the Malva, he'll take out his full $1,000 star, v'odagov zimnach rina, and he'll collect the money later a second time. So that's why Yehuda usually does not like the idea of writing a receipt. Because we have to be afraid maybe the Leiva will lose the receipt, and the Malva will gain on the deal, and go and collect the money over again. But Hoche, now Mishnah, what's going on now, Mishnah? So a husband is writing his wife, he's getting married now, giving her a star ksuba, that if I give you a get, or if the husband dies, you're going to get 200. The Isha right now is telling the husband, you should know, it's kilo eskabalti. I'll give you back a receipt saying that it's as if I received 100. Did she really receive the 100? No. So Mela, the husband, is gaining on the deal. So therefore, here Rabbi Yehuda agrees that she could write a receipt and give it to the husband. If the husband is smart and holds on to it, very good. What's the worst that could happen? The husband will lose the receipt. So what if he loses the receipt? He didn't really pay up his wife the money. Really, really, he owes his wife the 200. Just she was nice to write a receipt as if she received it. So here Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care if the husband loses it or not. Hachas of the Gemara, Vada Yoivlo. Did the husband really pay the 100? Nothing doing. Milsa bialmehi diyomerlei. It's just words, talk, that Isha says back to husband, you should know, it's considered as if you gave me 100. So, and I'll be nice to you, I'll write you a receipt. So here the svar is, natre. If the husband is smart and holds on to it and keeps it, very good. Eloi natre, if he's not smart, doesn't watch it, so what's going to be the most could happen? That he's going to have to pay the 200 that he was really supposed to. So it's called Yehuda Yasser Nafshe. He's like ruining it for himself. So in this case, Rabbi Yehuda does not care that the Isha has to write a receipt to the husband. Because the husband is a total gain here. So let the husband be smart and watch it good. Mashtanka, in a regular case, when you lend somebody money and he paid you up half of the loan, now it's we care very much for the loiva. That the Malva should not go and collect the full loan again. So there he doesn't like the idea to write a receipt, rather write up a new star, rip up the old star, and write a new one that you only owe him, he only owes you 500. Marbishlei ma'bayli amakreb yimya leikatanish of rasim etoichoi. It's good that Abaye didn't like Rabbi Yimya's first teretz, because the Mishnah doesn't say that she writes the receipt in the ksuv itself. That's why I didn't want to put in a kimt in the Mishnah. Ela Rabbi Yimya, but Rabbi Yimya is like doichik pshat. That he has to say the Mishnah is talking about that she writes a receipt in the shtar itself. My time liyama kabaya. Why doesn't he want to say it better terrace like Abaye says it? Like it's a good svara. Over here, the ksuba, the husband really has to pay the 200. She's being nice about it and saying as if I received 100. So here, what do we care if she writes a receipt or not? And the Gemara, the teretz is, Rabbi Yirma didn't like this teretz because it's the gzeirom, shayva the ocha to shayva the yalma. If people see that here the Isha has a right to write a receipt, they'll think that's the lacha rule over. Then a case where you borrow the money and you're paying back half the money now, we don't have to write over a new shtar, but all we have to do is give a receipt. So people will make mistakes from here to all over. That's where Rabbi Yirmi says, even by ksuba, nothing doing, we don't want her to write a receipt. The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could. That's where you have to be matzcha, say, drechik teretz, that it's talking about where she writes the receipt in the ksuba itself. Now the Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason here to cost valet? Because she wrote it down, she wrote a receipt, or else she wrote it in the shtank sub itself, that it's like I received $100. Aval alpe, mashma, if they only make a tenai balpe, with a dibur alone, it's only called a tenai, loy, then it doesn't help this tenai. For the Gemara amai, why not? Davashiba mamanhu. All it is a question about money matters here. For Shamin and Lil Rabbi Yehuda, we hear that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Omar, Dovish of a moment tonight kaim. That a Dovish of a moment, the tonight is kaim. The time you will still see, we learn like this. Ha'imel Isha, somebody says to his wife, Harayat Mukadeshisli, I'm marrying you, you're going to become my wife now, but I'm making a tonight. Almanah she'ein lecho alai she'er ksus v'yano. Almanah, I do not have a chiyah to support you, I have no chiyah to clothe you, I have no chiyah to live with you. That's what the husband says to his wife. And this is called you being master, you're going against what the Torah says. The Torah says when you marry your wife, you have these three chiyuvim, you have a chiyuv to take care of a sher ksus v'yano. So if you make it tenai, a condition that's going against the Torah, so the first man Yom says, Harezu mekadeshes, taka the gedushin is chal, or tenai bottle. But the tenai is bottle, we don't look at the tenai. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. But the klal is, you can't be masna amashikosa b'Torah. If the Torah says this is the way you have kedushin with your wife, that you have to support her, you have to clothe her, you have to live with her, so you can't go against it. That's called you be masna mashkasa b'Torah, and the tenai is bottle. But the kedushin itself is kayin. Tosis has against the rich, the famous kasha, but how could that be? L'chura, you have to have das, you have to have the man's consent to marry you. And the man is telling us, I'm only going to marry you if I don't have the obligation to live with you, to feed you, to clothe you. So how could the Kedushin be chal? The Tosis says, the pshat is that really, the union of Tanai is a tremendous chiddush. That a person to make a Tanai really doesn't make sense. Because when you make the Maisi Kedushin, you're marrying your wife. And the svar is, you want to marry her. No matter what, you want to marry her. Just as a chiddush in a Torah, you can make tanoim, you can make conditions in a kinyan. So the conditions we learn out from the Tanaya b'nei God of b'nei Reuben, last week's parsha, and it could only be if it's not going against the Torah. But when the Tanaya is going against the Torah, there's no such parsha as hilchos tanoim. So without the chiddush of tanoim, once you make a ma'aseh kedushin, you can't uproot it, you can't make conditions in it. So you're left without the chiddush of tanai. Just do we say that the man really means that he doesn't want the kedushin to be chal at all? No, that we don't say. Havada, he wants the kedushin to be chal. Just he wants it to be chal on his terms. But the Torah says you don't have a right to make such terms. So therefore the kedushin is chal, and the terms are not chal. That's Rabbi Meir Svara. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer, it depends. If it's a chiyuvi moment to feed her, to clothe her, tanai kayim, then you could make a tanai, and it's chal, you don't have to support her, even though it's going against the Torah. A davar sheba moment about the shayach mechila, it's not worth as if she says, she's mechalit. Like, really could be the chiyuv is chal, but she's mechalit. So by davar sheba moment, if Yehuda Shita Ridge, you could make the tanai. See, if so, the kash here by ksuber also. Why is it the mashmona? Because they wrote it, she wrote it down. Mashmah, if they only made this tanai at the time when the husband gives the ksuba to his wife, he makes this tanai, al manasr, I'm not going to pay you more than 100, then it's not chal. The shalom, why not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even ba'tev, you make the conditions, it should be chal, even though it's going against the Torah. But it's dabar sheba mamon, ksuba is money matters. And with the Gemara, ksuba Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda Shiter is ksuba the Rabbonin. Even when you marry a psula, that you have to give her 200, it's not midiraisa, it's only midirabbanan. And the svar always is the rabbanan does not want to make it easy for a husband to give his wife a get. They want to try and make it you live as long as possible together. So therefore they made a chiyuv ksuba, that you can't give a get so fast, you have to worry about paying her the money. So the rabbanan think a svar that you have to pay the money. Now the svar is, v'chachomim also chizik l'divrayim, yoysim mishal Torah. Sometimes we say when the Rabbanim make up halacha, they're more strict than the terrorists. Even though in a din the Araisa, you could make a Tanai in a davar sheba mamon, but on a din the Rabbanim, ksubas, that's mid Rabbanim, if you have you degrees, you can't make conditions that's going against the din the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim said you have to give your wife a ksuba of 200. You can't make tanoim now as if the sale only give you 100. That's called vimasna, amasha, kosav, chachomim, that the Tanai is bottle. Freddy Gemara. Haray Teres is a case of Teres, the Rabbonin. It's only a chiv, the Rabbonin. Teres of the fruits means that when you marry your wife, let's say she has nechosim, she has property that she yashed from her father, so when she gets married to you now, she still owns the property. Just the Teres, the fruits, the produce that comes out of the fields, belong to the husband. Now that's a din, the Rabbonin. The husband has the right to eat the Teres. Floyov dulu rabbonin chizik, the rabbonin did not make a chizik here. The tanaim would like this, the gemara later. We have Yehuda Weimer. Liyayla muloycha peri peris. A husband always has the right to eat the fruits and the fruits of the fruits that come off her property. Ad until, sheyichtav lo, you write in the ksuba to her, dinu dvorim ein li benichsechem, that I'm not going to have anything to do with your property at all. Over periseim, the fruits that come out of it, over peris periseim ad oilam. But if you do make such a tanai, then the tanai is chal, and the husband has no right to eat the peres. Even though this is a din midrabbanan, that when you get married in the ksuba, the husband has the right to eat all the produce from the wife's property. So you see, if you make a tanai, the tanai is chal, I is only midrabbanan. The kaimalon, my kaisiv oimer. What does it mean over there, kaisiv, you can write? It doesn't mean you have to write it down, but it means even oimer, just allow to say it. So the kids, so you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to make a tanai on the condition of this tanai ksuba of money, even though it's a din de rabbonin, and the tanai is chal. Ah, you're telling me now, the rabbonin make a chizik, make their dinim stronger than a deraisa, because the svar is poshid. On a deraisa, people are afraid not to listen to. But sometimes it's only with the rabbonin, they think, no, it's only with the rabbonin, we're not going to listen to it. So therefore the rabbonin has to make their power very strong, their laws very strong, that people should listen to it. But here you see, even a law midrabbanan, it's not so strong. So the Ma'amar Abaya says like this, L'chol yesh ksuba. Every lady, when she gets married, she gets a ksuba. For lo l'chol yesh peris. But not every husband has the privilege of eating her peris. In other words, it's only if the isha owns her own property. Not every lady, when you marry, does she own any property. Usually she owns nothing. It's only a rare case that her father died, and she yashin the father in a case with no sons, and she yashin. That's the rare case. So leilu chol yesh peres. Therefore, it's like this: the svara milsa the shchichi, something that happens very often, is of the rabbanim chizik. The rabbanim made a chizik to the halachas. Therefore, ksuba that happens every time you get married, you have to write your wife a ksuba. The rabbanim made a chizik in the money that she can't like make a tanai to take away 100. You can't make these tanoim to make the ksuba less. The rabbanim made a chizik. But milsa the shchichi. Over here, that the wife comes in with her own property when the husband eats the peris, that's not so shchir, doesn't happen so often. Therefore, lo yavdu bo rabbon chizik. The rabbonim did not make a chizik here. As if to say, here, you could make a tanai. Therefore, if the husband makes a tanai with his wife, that he won't have any privilege of eating from the peris, his takachal, he has no right to use it. For the Gemara, Rei Chamorim, there's a case of Chamorim, the shchir, it happens very often. And also, lo yavdu bo rabbon chizik. The rabbonim not make a chizik. You see, even sometimes with the Rabbanim, they don't make a chizik. The Tanan we learned, hachamorim, people that come in with donkeys full of produce. People are coming in to sell, let's say, their wheat, their fruits, they bring it on their donkeys. Shenichnusu l'yir, two people come in, a donkey is full of produce. V'yomer echad mehen, one says like this, Sheli chodesh, my peris are new ones, not so good. V'shachaveri, but my friends alone, yoshin are older peris that are very good. Shaliyayin mesukin. My fruits tak, I didn't take off trumas and isis yet. Vishachaveri mesukin. But of my friends, you should know his is tremendous. It's kosher ready. Halachar is ain't a money, we don't believe him. We're afraid, like they made up a deal, I'll lie for you in this city, and you lie for me in the next city. We have Yehudu Raim in a money, and we believe them. And Amr Abaya, so Lukhuri, you see, here it's a din the Rabbonin, and Rabbi Yehudu says, we believe them. So see, the Rabbonin did not make a chizik on their dinim. So Amr Abaya says like this. Vada did the vrayim of the Rabbanan Chizik. Where something's a vada, like a ksuba, it's a vada chiv with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made a chizik that you can't go against it. You can't make a tanai to take away the 200 of the ksuba. But over here, Safik did the vrayim. Over here, when one person says about the other person's produce that it's old and it's masuk and he took off the trumas and maizus, do we know for sure he's lying? No. It's only a Safik did the vrayim. It's only a Safik a doubt. So where it's a doubt of a chlal, demai. After we have a doubt whether the Amoris took off Trumas and Maisritz, it's only a Sufik a doubt. So where the whole Isra is only a doubtful Isra, then I'll tell you, Loyov the Rabbanu Chizik. The Rabbanu does not make a Chizik. So therefore over here, since you have an Eidechot, one person is being made on the second one, that his fruits are kosher, the Trumas and Maisritz will take it off it. Even though you have a doubt, maybe he's lying, since it's only a doubt, the Rabbanu will not machmer. Rabbanu says a little different. V'demai hikilu. It's more than that. There's that svar all over. This Indian of demai, when you buy fruits or peris off an amoritz, that we have to be afraid maybe to not take off trumas and maisers, that's only a chshash rochok mid rabbonin. Because mid raisa was samech and a chazaka, they did take off trumas and maisers. It's only a small chumr mid rabbonin. So since the old chumr is only mid rabbonin, that's always a svar of demai hekilu. If you have a suffix, if the trumas and maisers taken off or not. And here you have one Eidechot saying on the second one, I know my friend's peris are masukin. The trumas and maisers was taken off. See, it's a svar, the Rabbanim believed him. The Rabbanim did not make a chizik here, since the whole Isra of Demai to start off with is a very small chshash b'yalma. But when the Rabbanim come and make an ikka din like a chiyah to give your wife a ksuba, therefore the din is you have to give her 200, and you can't make tanoim to give her less than that.
Yeah. Now, by what the Mishnah says, that Remei Roimer Kol Apoiches, Remei argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, whoever gives his wife less than 200, it's called a Biaznus. That's not called a good ksuba. So, what's it like this? Kol Apoiches, Afilu B'Tanai. Mash, whoever makes it less than 200, even though you make it on a Tanai, like Rabbi Yehuda's case. Rashi says, "Kol apoyches afilu b'tenai midel loytona kol b'sula shein lo masayin v'amona shein lamona harezu bilas nus." It didn't just stand clearly if you give your wife less than 200 or 100. Shema mina docha yashminen shaf al pishu goyvel b'soif tiyein tenai kayem. Even though at the end she has the right to collect the 200, afilu hochi kivon de mikora asni his kora levias nus. Mishum de Mishaz Biyel have a Samcha Daita Aksuba. That's the Chiddush. That when Meir holds me out before, if you mask na mashkosu batayron, the Tanai is bottle. Sir also mashma filu b'tanai. That means you told your wife like this, I'm writing up Aksuba of 200,
but I want to make a Tanai with you as if you're telling me you received 100. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, the Tanai is bottled, the Tanai is no good. The Ksub is worth 200. Still, Rabbi Meir says the B is called the B is Nus. Why? All right, turn over. Yeah.